Okay, good morning, everybody. So we come to really a signature halacha on the Rambam that I'm going to be mocked in by just reviewing a very basic halacha. There's a principle of arba tzrichim hachraza, that there are four personas in the halacha where we have to be machriz that this person is dying for a particular reason. And it's subject to machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, what that means, whether we're mamtin ad haregel, where we either gather the entire Jewish people so that they can witness it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Pasuk says, V'chol am yishmu'u v'yirau, it doesn't say yiru v'yirau, and anyway, there's an issur d'oraisa to wait until aliyah l'regel, inoy hadin, many, many times over. And the four areas are the mesis, and the ben soru mora, and the Edim Zomamin, and the Zakin Mamre. And the Radvaz says, because all of them are Misa Zara, like people wondering, like, why is this person being put to death? You know, the Ben Sura Mora hasn't, maybe we subscribe to the idea of Nidon Al Shem Sofo, he hasn't done anything quite yet. The Mesis, we say Divrei Arab, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Meshomin. The Edim Zomamin didn't kill anybody, and they're doing something nefarious, but it's not like they're murderers. In the physical sense of the term, and the Zakin Mamre, he's being more machmir than the best in Haggadah. How terrible is that? So we have to be machmir that these people deserve to die. The Ramban takes the idea much further, as we've discussed, and he says it's more than just a Misa Zara, but the fact is, Ein Ba Mechid Mabes, the very reason that they're being killed is because of the Hachraza. What do we mean by that? The whole point is Cholam Yishmu V'Yirau, that the reason they have to die is to protect society. You can't have a society where people don't take Edo seriously, Edom Zomim. You can't have a society where people are entrapping others to Avodah Zarah, Mesis. You can't have a society, a halachic society, where Ben Sura Mora, people don't respect figures of authority. That's why Ben Sura Mora is in Hilchos Mamrim. You can't have a halachic society where the Bez and Hagadol B'Yerushalayim, Shemisham Teitzei Choku Mishpat L'chol Yisrael, the Ikar Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Achas Naseh Shtei Toros. What we'll see here is that there's a very fascinating point, is that the Rambam paskins, and it's not clear that other Rishonim all agreed with this. The Lecha Mishnah has an Arichos in the name of the Mizrahi and others. What was Shitas Rashi? It's a little surprising. It's possible that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with respect to all four. But the Rambam has a remarkable psak here that Mamtinin on Haregel is actually only Shaykh to the Zakin Mamre. And I want to try to explain that the Rambam is explicit in Sarah Mora at the end of Hilchos Mamre, is explicit in Hilchos Eidos in Perek Yud Ches with respect to Edom Zomamin, that what Hachraza means there is that you don't violate the Yisod HaRais of Inoy Hadin, you just send the Mechtav that, to Kol Yisrael, that this is why this person is being put to death. Interestingly, and I saw the Lecha Mishnah's Mitzayin at this point, I always wondered about it myself, the Rambam doesn't say so explicitly by the Mesis. You think that the Rambam should talk about that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam does not address the point explicitly. We can assume that he felt it was the same. Again, he could have a Kabbalah. It doesn't mean that he's, a renegade, on his own. This is very reminiscent of Perek Aleph. This is now like the AAA Bezdin, as I like to call it. And the Rambam now repeats from Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. Shemisham Torah Yotza L'chol Yisrael. Shenemar Min Amakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Bezdin Omrim Lahem Kachwa Din V'Yotzin Kulam. Chazar Zah Chacham Shechalak Al Bezdin Liro. Vishana Vilimed Kederach Shulamot, he continues to give the same shir, Hareza Pater. Hover Lasos, and again, we're Medayik as we've been Medayik in the past, that's first, Osha Asaka Raso, Chayev Misa, Ve'eno Tzarech Hasra, right? Like the Mesis, he's the only personality who's also one of the Mukhrazim. He doesn't require a separate Hasra, but for a little bit of a different reason. He's Musra Ve'omed. Once we had this initial, there's a whole process of getting to the Bez and Hagadol, so that it's not really the same as Mesis, where there's no need to give him Asra, because, lo sovelov, lo sishmaylov, lo sachosin chalov, lo sachmo, lo sachasalov, that we have it out for the Mesis. Zakin Mamre is a little bit different. He's Musra Ve'omed, in the sense that, there's a whole process to get there. The Gemara says, he gave a taima me'ikara, he gave his rationale. He understands exactly what this is, a chacham mufla, He knows exactly what the stakes are. Afilu nasam tam ledav the dvarav, and even if he'll defend himself, in chamino kevan shabo edim sha'asa kehora aso. Interestingly, that now on the back end that this comes first. Tzarchian o shahora lachem laso is garmim dino lamisa vezin shabiiro. Okay, so he sentenced him to death in the bezin shabiiro. Vitov sinoso malinoso misham nirushalayim. So this is where the Rambam paskins the general din of achraza, even though we know it's different for him. The zakin mamre, the zomin, amesis ben sarim oresher, v'kulam namar yishmu v'yirau. So what's fascinating is why is the Rambam? Why is he mechalik between, you know, what hachraza means, especially since this is the very place where he paskins hachraza? It's like, why is the Rambam saying that, the zakin mamre is the only one who are mamtinen ad regel, you know, ma'anin es dino? So the Lecha Mishnah asks, you know, what makes him different? And he quotes, and maybe it's because here there's a chumra yaseir in the psukim. It says, v'lo yezidun od, as opposed to v'lo yosifun nasos. I'm skeptical that that's really the pshat for the Rambam, because, you know, after all, the Rambam doesn't say anything about that. He just says, v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro michal shetzarech achraza. So I don't think it's like, you know, based on that, but I think it's based on the broader conviction that the whole idea of achraza is to put people on notice, like the Ramban said, that, you know, these things, while they don't appear to be a ched maves, right, it's impossible. We have this person has to die so that society can function. He's dying for society, not because personally there's a chet maves, right? Gazra alav atar amisa, apropos what we said before. But the public enemy number one is not Edim Zomamin, is not the Mesis, is not the Ben Sora Ramora. The greatest threat to Torah society is the Zakin Mamre. The greatest possible threat to Torah society is a person not who, you know, disregards authority of his parents and the local Rabbanim, the Ben Sora Mora, not somebody who's even entrapping an individual to do Avodah Zarah, Mesis, not somebody who's, you know, behaving nefariously with respect to a particular case, Kasher Zamam Laso Slachib. These are all very bad, these are insidious, society will not function if, you know, they're done en masse, but the greatest single threat to Torah society is somebody who can lead to a schism in Klal Yisrael, right? And the Rambam is already on record as saying that the Mechayiv is Machlokas, right? Kedei Shelo Yirbu Machlokas B'Yisrael. And therefore, it's more chamor, and the Hachraza needs to be more dramatic. I think that's point number one. I think point number two is Malinoso Lirushalayim, right? Umamtinen Ad HaRegel. It's specifically about, right, the Bezdin HaGadol. It's really two sides of the same coin, I guess. You know, the Mamtina Lo Ad HaRegel, and, you know, where the Bezdin HaGadol should be Rishalayim, but the Lishkas HaGazis, it's that very place which is significant. And the time when all of Klal Yisrael comes together is the Regel. This person is threatening the integrity of Klal Yisrael. So he's both worse, and therefore the Hachraza needs to be Bifneihem. It really is V'chol Ha'am Yir'u V'yira'u. Rabbi Yehuda, but it goes beyond that because it's very much oriented towards the makom where the Bezdin HaGadol is altogether, that place which unifies Klal Yisrael, and there's no time where that unity is on greater display than Bishas HaRegel Ba'atzmo.